Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This certainly qualifies as one of the strangest general elections ever. I probably said that same thing 4 years ago, and I'll likely say it again 4 years from now. But this general election has been the strangest to date in my 45-year voting history. Some of you are likely tired of hearing me harp on Republican candidate Donald Trump. I admit I'm tired of it too, but the guy comes up with something new and offensive every single day. He does not disappoint. He delivers, day in and day out, something more outrageous than the day before. I've read comments from his supporters who see him being maligned by the, quote, lamestream media. His offensive statements are not interpretations by liberal commentators. They are exact, unedited quotes straight out of his mouth. His supporters follow him through his path of destruction and try and explain what he must have really meant, or they blame Obama and Hillary. We have Trump's words, and they seem to stand on their own without interpretation or explanation. There are some remarkable Republicans, people I may disagree with, but who I respect. Trump has managed to alienate all of them. But please, somebody, promise me this. If Trump is somehow elected, can you take away his Twitter? California voters have another unusual opportunity, the California Marijuana Legalization Initiative, Prop 64. I'm supporting this initiative this time around. According to the description on Ballotpedia, the initiative is designed to legalize marijuana and hemp under state law and enact a 15% sales tax as well as a cultivation tax. The initiative is also designed to prevent licenses for corporate or large-scale marijuana businesses for 5 years in order to deter the unreasonable restraints on competition by creation or maintenance of unlawful monopoly power. Now, similar initiatives have been defeated in the past, but the current system is so not working. This initiative appears to be more thought out than the well-intended Medicinal Marijuana Initiative, 215, but there will still be many unintended consequences and many more details to work out. The language about restricting large-scale or corporate competition is laughable. There are already lots of large-scale operations and plenty of out-of-state money in our local marijuana grows. There are a lot of reasons to consider legalization, but let's be clear, the big push behind it is money. Huge profits for growers, and tax money for government. This will not eliminate the current problems of the black market. Marijuana is still illegal in a lot of states, and not every grower is going to be happy about paying taxes when they've operated tax-free for years. But this is a good start. So a couple of months from now, this election will be history. If Trump does win, we can at least hope for some legal marijuana to help us ease the pain. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.